Joseph, you were mentioning to us about the seven-year covenant. Can you tell us what is it?
Well, the seven-year covenant is a seven-year treaty which will be established by the Antichrist after the collapse of the financial crisis. And it will be between Israel and the Palestinians.
How do you know?
Well, we know because in Daniel 9:27, Daniel 11, it talks about the situation of the wars that's going to be. Even now, the present day political situation in Israel, everybody is asking for a treaty, and the Bible talks of a treaty that's going to be in Jerusalem, and it can only be between the Arabs, the Muslims, the Palestinians, and Israel.
What kind of treaty do they desire?
Well, everybody wants a treaty, of course, to their own convenience, to their advantage, and that's why they haven't had a treaty yet, because everybody wants totally in his own terms. They want a political, religious treaty, because in Daniel chapter 11, I think it's 28 and 30, it's called the Holy Covenant. So that means it's going to be religions involved.
Yes, you were saying the Jews, the Muslims, and?
Yeah, it's going to be between Israel on one side, okay, and the Palestinians and the Muslims on the other side, because that's where the arguments right now is. They want the total possessions and control of Jerusalem, and they don't want to divide it, and they have to internationalize. The solution is just to make Jerusalem an international capital that this great leader, it was going to be the Antichrist, is going to bring the UN troops, troops from United Nations, Russia, and Europe, etc., to kind of make these guys to keep their terms, okay, terms which they're not going to keep, for which reason they will break it and bring their tribulations.
So what will the Jews get out of this covenant, and what will the Muslims get out of this covenant?
Well, a lot, because we know by other prophecies that the Jews will be allowed to rebuild their temple, which they don't have yet, and the Palestinians will be allowed to keep a part of Jerusalem, East Jerusalem, as their capital, and also they are hoping to be recognized as an independent nation, which they are not yet until now.
How do you know that that the signing of the covenant would allow the Jews to build the temple?
Well,
does it say in the Bible?
It must be, because in Daniel 9:27, where it talks about Antichrist making a covenant for a week, it says in most Bible. Some Bible it says 7 years. This difference is because a week in Hebrew is the word Shabuah, which means seven. You can see that in Genesis 29:27. So we know that it's going to be in Jerusalem, because that's your question, right? Where is it going to be?
No, how do you know that the signing of the covenant will allow the Jews to build a temple?
Ah, all right. We know because in Daniel 9:27, he breaks the covenant and he stops the daily sacrifice, okay, and he places abomination of desolations. So in order for the Jews to have a daily sacrifice stopped, okay, they must have a temple, because in the law of Moses, they are forbidden to offer a sacrifice anywhere else except in the temple in Jerusalem. But this temple is not there, so the Holy Covenant, the first thing the Jews are going to ask is to have recognized the right to build the temple, which so far they haven't been allowed to, because Mount Moriah, where the temple once stood, the Temple of Solomon, okay, right now there is the rock, the Mount Moriah, there is a rock, that's the main area, the main spot. It's the stone, the rock where Abraham offered Isaac, and that's where the Temple of Solomon stood, which was destroyed first by the Babylonians and then by the Romans. And for 2,000 years they've been without temple. Now the Bible says that in the Old Testament, without the sacrifices, the Jews cannot have their sins forgiven. So the first thing the Jews are going to ask is for a temple. Also, we know that there is going to be a Jewish temple, because Jesus said in connection with Daniel 9:27 and Daniel 11:31 that when the Antichrist stops the sacrifice and he places the abomination. We see the continuation of this image that the abomination is going to be placed in their holy place.
I read in Bibles that this abomination placed in holy place is Antiochus who sacrificed a pig in the temple.
Yes, exactly. Many Bibles, they interpret. They have footnotes in the Bible. Other Bible, they have a straight, direct in the scripture, which in parentheses they put that the abomination was that put in the temple in Jerusalem by Antiochus Epiphanes IV. This guy was an Hellenic king. He was the ruler of Syria. That when Alexander the Great Empire was divided into Egypt, Syria, Turkey, and Greece. And so in the Syria division, there was Antiochus Epiphanes. And this guy sacrificed a pig in the Jewish temple of Jerusalem, and he erected the statue of Zeus. And that was the abomination of desolation. Now, this happened in the second century before Christ. And for this reason, many Bible, they put this abomination in the past. You understand? So that it supposedly has already happened 2 centuries before Christ. In reality, this interpretation by all these Bibles are wrong. All right, it's very sad.
Is it true that Antiochus did that abomination?
Yes. Yes, he did. He did this abomination. In fact, this abomination unleashed the greatest tribulation against the Jews ever. He was killing every Jew who would not deny Jehovah God and accept Zeus, the Hellenic Greek gods, otherwise they will be killed on the spot.
So it matches the prophecy?
It matches the prophecy in many, many aspects. That's why a lot of Bibles are interpreting that it is Antiochus Epiphanes and his pig that is sacrificed on the Jewish altar, and the statue of Zeus, which was an abomination in the temple. So definitely it fits that. However, they are wrong. These Bibles are wrong in their interpretations. How do we know? We know because Jesus said. Okay, in fact, if you read in the words of Jesus, Matthew 24:15, Jesus says, when you see the abomination of desolation spoken by Daniel the prophet, okay, verse 21, then, verse 16, then flee. Why? Verse 21, because then shall be great tribulation like never was before. Now Jesus talks in the future, when you shall see future. So that means that it could not have been Antiochus 2 centuries before. It must be. This is going to happen shortly before the rapture, because you see in the same chapter, Matthew 24, verse 29, Jesus talks about the rapture in connection with this event. In verse 34, Jesus says, this generation shall not pass away unless all these things shall be fulfilled. Which things? Abomination, tribulation, rapture. All these things, they all happen, they all take place in the same generation. In other words, Jesus puts this at the very, very, very end. So this abomination is just before he comes back.
I understand. So to clarify my ideas, you were quoting Daniel 9:27, saying that the Antichrist will make a covenant of 7 years, which is Shabuah, meaning 7 years, right?
Yes.
And in the middle of the 7 years, he will stop the daily sacrifice which the Jews do in the temple and will place an abomination in the same temple. That's why you say...
The Antichrist places it.
Yeah.
Yes, it's the Antichrist that stops the daily sacrifice, the Jewish animal sacrifice, and he substitutes it with an abomination of desolations, which I believe is the same that we see in Revelation 13, the image of the beast, I believe.
All right, and that means that for the Jews to have a temple in the middle of the 7 years, it has to be built in the beginning of the 7 years?
Well, of course, you couldn't start a sacrifice without temple.
All right, how can you tell that the temple maybe will be built before the 7 years, before the signing? Like, how do you know the temple is part of the covenant?
Well, here you have to interpret a little. You see, it's very unlikely for the Muslim to allow the Jews to build a temple without agreement. In other words, the Muslim already they all have been promising from all kinds of directions in every Muslim country they will never allow the Jews to make a temple. So there is no way the Jews can build a temple, all right, without some kind of you give me, I give you, some kind of an agreement. So we know by the fact that there is going to be an animal sacrifice that temple is going to come into existence. Also because there is another point very important. In Matthew 24, verse 15, Jesus says, when you shall see the abomination in the holy place. Well, in the Bible, there is only one holy place, and that's a temple in Jerusalem. You can verify that in Ezekiel 41, verse 4. It says, this is the holy place, the temple. Understand? So that's how we know that there will be a temple. In fact, if I can add this, in Jerusalem, if you go click on internet these days, just write temple, Jerusalem, etc., you'll see that you'll find a lot of documentations around all over internet that the Jews already have all the necessary material prepared since a long time for the construction of the temple. They have the menorah already prepared, which is thick gold. You know, that's the lamp with seven arms, a candlestick. They have all the instruments. They have the knives they have for the sacrifice. They have the stones prepared. They even have the cornerstones. They have the cornerstone. It's a huge stone. I think it's 4 tons. I have a picture in my folder, in my computer. And it's a huge stone. They have it on top of a truck, ready to bring it up. And in fact, they wanted to go there and put it, but the Israeli soldiers stopped them because that would cause a revolution and a war. So they have everything ready prepared.
What do you think they will build it?
Well, you see, there are also some rabbis, some Jewish rabbis, that they say that is not sure that Abraham's rock is actually that where now stands at the Mosque of Amar. They say it's not precise, it's not sure, it's not guaranteed. So they might come up with some kind of a compromise that maybe the rock is another one, etc. Of course, we know that right now, for us Christians, we are the temple, and the spirit of God does not dwell. Is not going to dwell in the Jewish temple because now we are the temple, and it dwells in us. 1 Corinthians 3:16. That's what it says.
Amen. I can see that if the Antichrist actually brings peace in the Middle East between Israel and Palestinians, he will gain a lot of popularity. But what will the Palestinians get out of this covenant?
Well, a lot, because they are knocking at everybody's door, including the UN for independence. But UN, the majority of the nations in the United Nations, they are in favor of that. But there is like a group of nations with veto power. You know, there are 5 nations that have veto power. And they are not in agreement. So if one of them vetoes, the UN votes doesn't count. These are, of course, France, England, Russia, and America, and who's the other one? I think it's China. So these 5 nations have veto power, and they are three against two, really, because one side they only have China and Russia in favor, but France, England, America are against giving the Palestinian independence.